Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Franklin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Boudreau steals second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels takes first base on ball four. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball four. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Franklin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Heath reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath moves to third. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0 for 1 in the game. Franklin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Desautels hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Milner reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. Milner moves to third. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCoskey bunts towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, York hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Desautels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-2 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground that hits Heath. Heath is out and Fleming is safe at first. There goes Heath trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Milner covering, for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Desautels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-4 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-3 in the game. Franklin hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-3 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heath is called out on strikes. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a line drive towards short. Franklin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 4 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Desodles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 4 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 4 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0 for 4 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franklin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 5 in the game. Hockett bunts towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 5 in the game. Weatherly bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hockett moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin fields it and throws to second for the out. Hockett moves to third. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Fleming is walked intentionally. Heath moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 4 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 5 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Desautels bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mack moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Milner bunts towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to third for the out. Desautels moves to second. One out. Rusty Peters pinch runs for Gene Desautels. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive towards first. York catches it and throws to second to double up Peters. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 0, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.